Do you know anyone who is a ride or die creative soul who struggles to cope with real life while pursuing creative goals? If this describes you or any person that you know, then I hope you'll take the time to listen to this show. Through the eyes of an artist who is virtually unknown, sharing thoughts from his diary and conversations on the phone, to give hope and encourage every lost creative soul as we explore why creative matters so much more than you know.
Episode 4, Etsy versus Instagram.
Yo.
Rob Clark.
What up? I had to bite that from Charlemagne.
Huh? I had to bite that.
I had to bite that from Charlemagne.
Oh, that's what he does. That's what he says or does.
Yeah. But he does it for like 12 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Annoying.
That's one dude I don't even follow or listen to. Was that Breakfast Club? Is that where that guy's from?
Yeah, it's actually a good podcast. It's a recorded conversation every day.
Okay.
It's at least like maybe an hour and a half or so, but they talk about current events. It's pretty good. It's a lot better than NBC or CNN. It's like the hip hop version like of the news.
Of the news, right. I was just about to say something like that. Like news from the hood. News exactly. That's told by the hood.
Exactly. But very intellectual, you know. I like how they do their covering, you know? And it's quite entertaining too when I'm cutting clients. It's something to listen to, you know.
True. Yo, you cut that early, brethren?
Well, it's on anytime. They posted like, I think they posted at like noon.
Okay. Yeah, right.
And then you could just listen to it anytime you want, you know?
Right.
Hence. But it's good because it takes a lot of talking off of my
You're a joker. You know?
It takes away from, yo, did you hear about this?
Yeah. So hold on. So real quick, one technical thing I want to check out here while we're doing this. Are you talking into the phone, or are you using an earpiece, or are you using speakerphone? Which one of those three?
Speaker. I'm using the speaker.
Okay.
Is there a specific way?
I kind of want to test the different sound qualities. So I'm curious. Do you have an earpiece? At all?
I do.
Any chance you could try it?
Actually, no, I don't. I just have headphones.
Yeah, that's what I mean by earpiece. Oh, you mean there's no mic? It's just strictly just that. Oh, okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but this should be all right, though.
Well, when it's done, I'll play it back for you. I'll send you the thing, and you can tell me if it's okay or not.
Okay. Yeah. Look at that, too. I have to wait for you to...
Oh, okay. See, that sounds terrible. Like right now, what you just said, I didn't hear nothing. You turned into a computer voice for a second, and like your words were just kind of just gone. Like, are you still talking right now? Because right now, I don't hear nothing. Yo.
Yeah, I was just listening to what you're saying, but now I'm getting this thing.
It's doing it again. You're gone.
Can you hear me good now?
Okay, now I can hear you.
Okay, because I saw this thing on my screen that said you gotta like reconnect and something fucked up.
Okay, that's the thing, because this is over Wi-Fi or thing, so if you're like, I don't think this is over like your regular phone line. So are you in the, like, are you in the garage? You have good, or are you in
I'm
the garage
in the room.
Okay, what's your thing, like your internet connection, like up there?
It's pretty strong.
Okay,
yeah, it should be strong.
Well, I don't know. For some reason, it just keeps chipping out and you keep turning into getting that. You know, Max Headroom back in the days?
Yeah, I heard that on your end too.
Okay, so
it was like,
yeah, it keeps doing that glitchy thing.
Am I doing it right now?
Not at the second when you said that. But you probably
okay.
But I'm probably missing stuff that you're saying because it keeps like whatever. I don't know. Okay, so maybe down the road, I don't know if you can or if it's possible to like see if you can find an earpiece with a mic on it. You know, like the earbuds, like you would use like an Apple earbuds or whatever, or Samsung ones before Saturday.
Yeah, hold on, let me try some. I'll be right back.
Okay. So while he is gone, I will break the fourth wall for my Capes and Mics/Creative Matters listeners. I'll fill in the gap. This is what we call filling time. So I'm just doing a sound test for my boy Rob Clark here to work out the technical difficulties before we attempt to record the very first episode of Capes and Mics. I'm going to try and do that this Saturday. Highlights include, we want to try and talk about the Method Man podcast with Marvel.
Hosted, I am back.
Oh, word, you're back. All right.
So I plugged in the phones. I think it's got a little mic thing in it.
Wicked.
So how do I sound now? Do I sound a bit better?
Or? You plugged it in already?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk.
How does it sound? Does it sound good? Does it sound better than?
I don't know. Give me a mic check. Test. I need to test the levels.
And you don't stop. And you don't quit. Check the levels, yo. We check the levels. Oh, gotta hear the voice. Gotta hear the style. What I gotta say. Every boy and child. Every man and woman. Every people in this world is messed up. But we gotta talk and address what.
Okay. I mean, the bars were nice.
thank you.
I don't know if the sound quality is any better, to be honest, but I guess when I hear back, maybe I'll listen back later and maybe I might hear the difference. But yeah, okay. I mean, we're gonna work with what we got. That's what I think it is at this point.
We shall work with what we got.
It's a work in progress. It ain't gonna be perfect, and we're just gonna slowly we're gonna start where we're at and just keep evolving day in and day out, or week to week and month to month. That's basically what's that.
Sounds good to me. That's how we do it, man.
So I mean, I don't want to keep you long, and plus I just walked in the door and get dinner and all that goodness. But basically, yeah, I'm the main thing is we have the technical part is connected, so we can literally record this weekend for sure.
Okay, sounds good. Sunday is probably a good day too.
Sunday, you said?
Yeah, that's probably a good day, no?
I mean, I'll put you this way. Sunday is a good day if we could do it late, like, because I usually work till around 8 o'clock. So if you don't mind doing if you don't mind doing it later, like 9, then yeah, Sunday's good.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Okay.
So can I play this back and listen to it? Or
no, you can't, but I can send you a copy. And so if you want to listen to it, I can send you a copy.
Oh, wicked! Can you send it to me as soon as you hang up?
Yeah. I'll do that.
Wicked! I'd like to.
of course. So just so you know, to give you the heads up, like this that we're doing, again, as I said a million times before, but I just want to re-stress it. It's literally the same thing we're doing right now. Like I'm not going to be dropping the podcast like how me and Craig did it. Like me and you are not hosting it. It's nothing like that. It's literally our part with you in it. It's just me and you talking, just like we're talking now, but we're going to talk on this specific subject instead of random.
Okay.
So like how I sent you that list for the first episode,
right.
We'll just talk on those subjects. I mean, if we get onto some other random tangents, that's cool. But I mean, those specific topics will be the main things that we're trying to focus on. You know what I mean? So you don't even have to worry about like trying to be charismatic or addressing the audience and being like Mr. Host with the most. You know what I mean? Like, because you were saying you're worried about all of that.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Did you get a chance?
Sounds good.
Did you get a chance to listen to the Meth and Marvel whatever podcast or check it out?
No, I didn't get a chance to do that yet. It's just been a little busy with the stuff I was doing, some of that other work I was doing.
Okay, no worries.
But I'm gonna definitely be prepared for the weekend.
Okay. At the end of the day, it's not like you need to for us to do the podcast. It's just I just want to give you a heads up of the things that are on the agenda. But the conversation is just raw and real, so it doesn't matter whether you've seen or listened to whatever the subject is. It's more about like we're just gonna get into it in politics, like we do at the barbershop.
Okay, so that sounds good.
All right.
Okay. The barbershop talk without all the people jumping into your conversation.
You're right. Exactly. Yeah. it seems to be your pet peeve.
Yeah. It's not even a pet, it's like a friggin' wild animal peeve
for real,
you know. But yeah, man, it sounds good. Let's do it.
All right, I'm all for it.
Sorry, Sean. Just kind of multitasking.
No worries. What are you doing?
I'm just arranging some files to set up. I'm trying to set up an Etsy page.
Doing it, guy. Look, from when I've been telling. How many years have I been?
I know.
How many years I've been trying to get you to do it?
You know why?
What?
You know why? Because I had another page. I had another site.
Okay.
But I was always on the fence about doing this, because I'm trying to figure out. What's better to do, an Etsy page or just do a Instagram business page? Post up all my product on Instagram.
Right.
If you want it, DM me and we'll put it up, you know? I was trying to figure out what's the benefit different
from
Etsy.
Right.
Other than I gotta pay them, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, go ahead.
No, go ahead, sir.
I mean, there's pros and cons to both, and it all depends on your particular business and your particular customer base too, right? So like, right. You know what I mean? The product that you're selling, in your case, like, what are you going to be doing? The t-shirts, the prints, or both, or what?
That's it. It's the t-shirts and the hoodies and the long sleeves. You know?
Okay, so you're doing the Etsy. So you're thinking about doing the Etsy specifically for the clothes stuff.
Yeah, for this clothing.
None of the prints. Okay.
Yeah, because I was wondering, what's the big deal if I just get a Instagram page, man?
It's not. You know? Here's the thing with the Instagram. If you have a good following and you're good on Instagram, then Instagram is perfectly fine, because people know you and they're coming to you and they know that they have to DM you to make their orders. But if you want to reach. Yeah. If you want to reach people who don't know you, you want to grow your audience and customer base, like on Etsy, basically is a whole platform specifically for shop people looking to buy stuff, to buy merchandise. So like if you have your Etsy shop, people are searching on Etsy, just like they go on Amazon.com searching, let's say if they're looking for t-shirts and they're looking for hip hop t-shirt, or if they even just search hip hop on Etsy, then your shop will come up, right? Because you're putting all your,
But Instagram does that too.
Yeah, but Instagram is not a shop. So people find your account, they know that like they can't just go through your feed and say, look at all your t-shirts on your feed and say, okay, I want that one and DM you. They might not necessarily know that. They can DM you to order from your Instagram.
But Instagram has a business page. You can set up a business page.
Yeah, but your business page doesn't look at
shop on your Instagram page.
Well, I don't know if I'm missing something, but from what I've seen, the business page doesn't look any different than a regular page in terms of what I see if I go to your business page.
Yeah.
I've seen
people selling things on Instagram. They have the shop on there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? I mean, because you could still reach out of based by hashtagging and
exactly. You know. So you're saying what I'm trying to get at, that on Instagram, even though you can shop, it's not a shop. So when I go on Instagram, I don't know that you're specifically, not every page that's a business page sells stuff from their business, from their Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a whole bunch of steps for me as the consumer or the casual person who's just on Instagram that's coming across your page. I don't necessarily know that I can order stuff because it's social media. Whereas on Etsy, I know that specifically is a store. So I'm on Etsy, and if I come across any Etsy account that I come across, it's a store. I'm there to, it's merchandise they're selling, and everything on there is about selling merchandise. There's no like having to dig and figure out, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But at the end of the day, like you said, there's mad people who strictly use Instagram. Like my roommate's daughter, she's killing it just selling on Instagram. But she has a following, and she has her product. She sells like expensive hair weave and thing, right? But she has a following, and all her people know her, and they DM her, and she just kills it on Instagram.
Okay. So do you have an Etsy page?
I've been having an Etsy page for years. I didn't technically shut it down. I put it on hold, like literally like 2 months ago. Since I left the friggin' flea market, I put it on hold. So right now, if you go there, nothing's there. It just says it's under maintenance or whatever. But the thing with my Etsy page is that like you also still have to kind of work it just like you would Instagram, right? And for me, my biggest thing, whether it's Instagram or Etsy, is that the art that I'm trying to sell, the glow in the dark art and the shiny art, I don't take good pictures in general. Me, like, I'm just not a good photographer, and I just been using my phone camera. And so that's one. And B, even with the good photography photos that I take, they don't showcase the quality of the glow in the dark and the gold shine, the daylight gold shine, like reflecting off the art. In the pic, it just doesn't do it justice in the picture. So that's why I kind of switched focus to the flea market back in November, back last year when I was trying to get you to do the flea market with me, because in person people see it and it sells in person. Whereas something a little bit more like your art is dope. Like it's ridiculous. So whether it's online or in person, like it's just dope. You know what I mean?
Thank you, man.
So I think you'll do good. That's why I was trying to tell you to do it from a long time, because I'm like,
I know. I've been sleeping on it. I've been sleeping.
Yeah. When I was working,
It didn't take you long to set that up, did it?
No,
it doesn't take long.
It's pretty simple to set up the Etsy, at least in my opinion. But the thing is, the only one to catch, like, you do have to pay them for each product that you list on there. You have to pay them on a monthly basis.
Percentage?
No, not a percentage. You got to pay them a listing fee.
How much is that?
It's dirt cheap. It's literally like cents on the dollar. Like, it could be like 5 cents, something between 5 or 20 cents per listing.
Okay.
Right, and you pay that on a monthly basis. So like if you have 10 listings at 20 cents each, I can't even do the math. I'm tired from work. What is 10 times 20? Like $2?
Okay.
Yeah, $2 for the month. That's for 20 listings. Yeah.
Yeah. 20 cents, yeah. Okay.
But the other advantage to Etsy though, I don't even know if it's really an advantage, because you kind of do it still with Instagram, but like you can make coupons and stuff and coupon codes on it that you use, so you could blast that out to all your followers on Instagram, and they could use those coupon codes at Etsy to get discounts or whatever it is. Like you can make up different types of sales and whatnot with the Etsy thing, and send people links to specific products that you're featuring for that particular month or whatever. Like it's all, there's different other advantages to it. Yeah, but we can talk about it more. If you have any other questions as you're setting it up, just link me.
Okay, I will. I think I'm going to use Instagram as like a page where you can get an idea of what I'm doing and check out new stuff. and then the link will take you to Etsy
to just make the purchase.
I'll do it later.
Yeah, and to be honest, another thing about the Etsy thing, which again is depends on how you're looking at it, pro and con, is as far as the dealing with the purchases, like anyone that's ordering from you on Instagram, you gotta deal with setting up, like, what is it, get them to email money transfer you or something like that. Like, you gotta arrange payment with them, right, directly. Whereas Etsy, but it's Etsy just like a, it's an actual shop. So they find what they want to find and they order it and they pay at checkout with their credit card or whatever, PayPal, and you don't have to worry about it. You know what I mean?
Okay. So see how I have it set up now, because I might not have the shirt. A lot of times it's custom stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't have, when they order it, I'll have a picture or even like to get the, I might not have the print. Like, it might be a picture of LL Cool J or something, and they would want to order it, but I don't have it. They pay for it, but they still gotta wait like a couple days.
So that's what we call that.
How does that
so that's what they call made to order, basically. So in your shop, maybe not every single item, but whatever items that you have that are made to order, you just put that in the description, like, this product is made to order. So when you order it, there's let's say, I don't know, I'll just use a pretty common number, it takes 3 to 5 days to make your order before I ship it out. You just list it on there as part of the description. And people to with Etsy, people understand that there's a huge, pretty much there's a huge percentage of all the shops and all the people that have stuff on there that is made to order, because that's what Etsy was actually built on to begin with. People who are crafts people who make stuff from hand, that was the primary thing Etsy was about. Okay. So people who shop on there, they're looking for unique stuff that's one of a kind, that they expect them to be made to order, a lot of them. Yeah.
Okay. So when they order something now, the payment now, the e-commerce situation is already set up. They enter their credit card or PayPal or whatever, and it goes directly into my
account. Yes, exactly. It goes into your Etsy account, your Etsy Bags account,
and then from the Etsy account,
have
it arranged.
Exactly, you have it arranged with Etsy that they send you the money. I think it may come out. I think they may send you I can't remember because it's been a while, but either it goes on a monthly basis or they just do it per order that they send you the money. I think what happened is they changed it recently, and like sometime last year they changed it where if you're a new account, they kind of keep your, until you hit a certain amount of sales, they hold some in the back, and then once you hit a certain amount of sales, then they start sending you out the money. But originally, or for people who have been on there for a long time, like I was or have been, when you get the order, like, you'll get the notification you got an order and the payment and everything, and you'll see it all there. And in my case, I have my Etsy linked to my PayPal account, not my bank account, so it would go to my PayPal account right after, like within a day or two I'd get the money. Sometimes I even got the money before I even processed the order and used the money to ship it out that I needed.
Okay.
Which reminds me, you gotta tell me, like, are you planning, like, do you know, have a plan for shipping yet? Because I know on your Instagram, have you only been selling to local, or are you even selling US and all over Canada or whatever? Yo, Rob, you're gone. I don't know what happened. Yeah, you're definitely gone. I don't hear nothing. Rob Clark is MIA. If you can hear me, though, blink 2 times.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Blink 2 times if you can. Blink 2 times if you can hear me. No, you can't hear me. Because you're not even cracking a smile, let alone a laugh. I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Oh, you know what? I think because I came off the page. Oh. I was checking something on my phone. So it's got to stay on this.
Oh, is that how it works? I never even knew that.
I'm guessing, you know. Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, so I mean, the last thing I was asking you before you chipped out was about the shipping, because I know that I don't know if you were planning to, because that's the other thing with Etsy, you could basically sell to people all over US, and not even just US, like everywhere. Whereas Instagram, you could do the same thing, but I mean, you again, you got to go through all the back and forth communicating with the person when they DM you, versus Etsy, you just, people could shop 24/7 a day without even talking to you. You could be in your bed and they just go on your Etsy account and order what they want. They put in their shipping details, their address and everything, and you don't have to worry about dealing with all that. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay, okay.
You just get the notification that you got the order and then you just deal with it.
Okay, and that's what you're paying them the local fee for, the local help.
At least some of it anyways, yeah.
Okay, okay.
So what I was saying is, like, with the shipping, I don't know how much shipping you've been doing in the past, but when you're ready, you got to link me and we'll talk about the shipping too. I can probably help you with some tips on that.
Okay. Yeah, man. That'll be good.
Wicked.
Sounds good.
So yeah, we're gone way longer than we expected. So I'm a dip now. It's 25 minutes. And I can't wait to link up the first session. And we'll talk, I guess.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty good.
Some classic hip hop and superheroes talk.
Yeah, I just got to do my locals, get myself ready for the talk.
Did you check out this?
And then,
did you check out the Snyder Cut Justice League thing?
No, I haven't had a chance to check out anything. It's just been a little hectic for the past few days. Always hectic anyway. But I got to put some time aside. I'll definitely be prepared for Sunday. Real. You know, it's not like some extensive research where I'm just covering everything, but at least just to get a basic understanding.
Well, I mean, the list I gave you. Yeah. I mean, the list I gave you.
Yeah.
They're not even things that you.
I'm just going to just.
There are things that you already have. Like, it's nothing that you have to really research. The only one is just like the Method Man podcast is the only thing I think that you never checked out yet. But it's, again, it's not about whether you know it or not, heard it or not. We're just going to be talking about it. Like, me telling you about it is just as good as you, as us debate or discussing what we think of it. Like, if you've never heard of it, that's just equally as good. Like, we're just going to have a conversation. I'm going to tell you about it, what I know about it. And you ask me whatever you want about it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, man. Sounds good.
All right. So let's just leave it at that. I'm going to send you this when they're done. And yeah, that's it.
Okay. Right. Cool. All right, yeah, man. I'm just gonna get back to this thing here. Sorry,
no worries,
I was just
no
kind of multitasking.
We gotta plug that constantly too on the podcast for real when we do it. That's plug those t-shirts and those prints.
Definitely.
All right.
All right.
Later.
Let's do it.
Peace.
All right. Peace. Yeah. Oh yeah. Send me the
recording. Yeah, gonna do that as soon as I get off. All right. Later.
Okay. Later.